Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Macy Gray has released a remake of Stevie Wonder's 1972 album, Talking Book, and she says she did it because she realized that no one ever remakes entire albums like they do with movies. She chose Talking Book because it's one of her favorite albums. Game wants 40 Glock to drop his lawsuit against him for assault, and if he doesn't, he's threatening to, well, assault him again. Yeah. Word has it that X Factor has hired Kim Kardashian's first husband, a music producer named Damon Thomas, to mentor the singers. Did Simon Cowell bring him on board on purpose to create drama with Khloe Kardashian? Well, who's one of the show hosts? We'll have to wait and see. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
An epic, most terrifying moment, kind of like your daughter through the haunted house.
Yes, she was terrified.
This one's kind of like that. Got that after Pitbull and Neo. Give me everything. It's Hot 104.7.
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 937 up to 61 today. It is still chilly, 32 out right now. I got an email from Maureen, and this is a quite funny one. We were talking earlier about the most terrifying moment of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't her. It was her daughter on Saturday night had begged her to go to the haunted house.
Just like my daughter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, finally, she said, okay, let's go check it out. We got there, and she had a friend with. They were fine in the line, waiting to get in. After we passed the Saw bathroom, she let out a blood-curdling scream. She started crying and screaming, Mommy, take me home! I just want out of here! I was just trying to keep my composure and get her through the house. I couldn't keep it together when we got to the final room and busted out laughing so hard. I was laughing the entire time, but for some reason, I was doubled over in pain from laughing so hard, tears streaming down my face. She got out to the porta potty area and took off like her butt was on fire when she saw the first guy with the chainsaw. She worked herself into such a fit, she ended up throwing up and cried for 2 hours after we got home.
Oh my gosh.
I guess when she gives me a hard time from here on out, I will just remind her of this and tell her we will go next year.
Yeah, you know, that's what with Thea, she begged me and begged me and begged me to go. And I'm like,
You asked for this.
Exactly. And that's what I told her. And, you know, and I warned her, I said ahead of time, you know, they're wearing masks. They're just people. They're just trying to scare you. It's not real. And literally less than a minute inside the haunted house, she started bawling. And if you watch the video, you can hear like she was just, oh my gosh, it hit her that this is awful. And she went through the rest of the house, but she was underneath Jenny's coat.
with the Halloween tonight, trick-or-treating candy, there's going to be lots of leftover candy if you did it right. Especially if you bought the value pack or variety pack
out,
like I did.
Hand out all the Whoppers first.
Yep. We're handing out nothing but Whoppers and cookies and cream Hershey's.
I expect you to bring me a Reese's peanut butter cup tomorrow.
77 packages of Whoppers, 33 Hershey's cookies and cream. That's 110 out of 160 candies.
Those value
in the
packs
package.
Are not worth it.
If you want to see the breakdown, I had a post on the website the other day about it, hot1047.com. But the candy, you know, a lot of times, you know, your kids have a big bag of candy there in bed and, well, whoops, I grabbed a Snickers.
I always do that.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Especially if they got good stuff.
Of course. I got to make sure I get my pick first.
I have a list of how long it will take you to burn off some of that Halloween candy.
Oh, boy.
Peanut M&M's, one fun-size package, has about 90 calories, equals 8 minutes of running or 6 minutes of swimming, 16 minutes on a bike, or 11 minutes lifting weights.
I am going to think this whole eating their candy thing.
Tootsie Rolls, 5 of them are equal to 9 minutes of running, 8 minutes swimming, or 20 minutes on a bike.
That much?
Yeah, 3 musket. Well, for 5 Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, but still.
3 Musketeers, if you have 2 fun-size bars, that would be 10 minutes of running, or about 22 minutes on a bike. 3 Musketeers are a little better. When it comes to the calories, there's like no fat in it.
Too bad they aren't as tasty.
Oh, 3 Musketeers are awesome.
No.
A Starburst. 8 of them have 160 calories or around 12 minutes of running. If you have 2 fun-size Snickers, Twix, Almond Joys, or Mounds, that's about the same as 8 Starbursts. Butterfingers. Well, who cares? No, 2 of the little small ones are 170 calories. You're in for a 13-minute jog there. Hershey Kisses.
Oh, I love Hershey's.
If you have
kisses.
10, that's over 200 calories. I will knock out 10 of those
easily,
without even blinking.
Especially at Easter time.
That is like my favorite candy ever,
I love
is Hershey
them.
Kisses.
Mm.
Well, if I want to burn off 10 of those, 16 minutes of running, 14 minutes swimming, or 35 minutes on a bike.
Crap.
Kit Kats, two fun-size bars, 210 calories. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. If you have five of the mini ones, the really little ones.
Yeah.
Not the super tiny ones, but the ones that are individually wrapped. That would be 220 calories, 17-minute jog, 15-minute swim, 39 minutes on a bike, or 26 minutes lifting weights.
Well, thanks for ruining my day.
It's only one day. You can get back on the diet tomorrow. It's okay.
Okay.
Heroes of the day next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time he's a hero.
Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. The pictures and everything, video of me dressed like Mel at hot1047.com. Go check it out.
You look so lovely.
Point and laugh all you want. Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martini's at 57th and Louise. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
I can't really imagine betting hundreds or thousands of dollars on a five-year-old's football game. Not only because it's horribly unethical and dirty to bet on football games with kids, but because those kids can't be trusted to perform under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
This week in Broward County, Florida.
Broward? Yeah.
Okay.
Drink.
What? Relax.
No, that's a drink. You could ask me how to say it.
Okay.
Drink.
Anyway, arrested 9 men for betting on and even fixing peewee football games. Some of the 9 men are coaches of the youth football teams in Fort Lauderdale and Deerfield Beach, Florida. Apparently, the men set lines on the youth football games, took bets at a sporting goods store in Florida and at a barbershop, and sometimes even fixed the games to maximize their profits. All the games were in a Pop Warner League. I don't know what that means.
It's kind of like junior football here.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it takes kids ages 5 to 14. It's not clear how old the kids were in the game that the people were betting on. The coaches' age are from 25 to 42. All of them have been charged with felony bookmaking, and some of them were charged with keeping a gambling house as well. They also took bets on college and pro football games, too.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
18-year-old Wilberto Zapata of Fresno, California, picked the wrong apartment to break into. On Sunday, Wilberto was apparently so drunk that when he got home to his apartment complex, he was confused about which apartment was his. He went to the apartment he thought was his, and the door was locked. So, he broke in.
Oh.
Still didn't realize he was in the wrong apartment, and went to the bathroom to get ready for bed. Unfortunately for him, the apartment belonged to 20-year-old Janine Ramirez. She wasn't home at the time because she was out winning a karate tournament.
Oh! Oops.
Yeah. See where I'm going with this?
Yes, I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when she did get home, she heard noises in the bathroom, busted in, and started using those karate skills on Wilberto. She ended up chopping and kicking him until he was outside. He was arrested for unlawful entry. He did not go to the hospital, but did tell the cops he was surprised how hard she kicked him.
Yeah, because she's got skills.
Mad skills.
Wow.
And I mean, it's an accident. You know, I mean, he was hammered and went in the wrong place, which can obviously turn out badly. But
of it all happened the, with Tom Cruise's neighbor.
Yeah. Of all the people, though, to accidentally break into their apartment when you're hammered, it's the one who just won a karate tournament. At least it wasn't a guy who just won a 3-gun shoot.
Right?
Yeah.
He got lucky there.
Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow when I don't look like Mel.
Hot 104. Hot 104.7.com.